Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting third. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Bottomley. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting seventh. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tom Carey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Russ Van Atta. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Russ Van Atta. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting sixth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Wes Farrell. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a fly ball into left field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Cook goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley hits a fly ball into left field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer who is chasing the ball. Clift reaches third base with a triple. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Solters. Melillo reaches second base with a double. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Melillo scores. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Farrell moves to third. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Farrell scores. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0-for-1 in the game. Maynish hits a line drive into center field. West picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on West. Kramer goes all the way around to score. Maynish moves to third. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Tommy Thomas now pitching. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-0, Red Sox. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. Werber hits a pop-up towards the mound. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Farrell moves to second. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair misplays the ball. That's an error on McNair. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. West hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry moves to second. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solters is 0-for-1 in the game. Solters is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cook hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Kramer bunts towards first. Bottomley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0 for 1 in the game. Bottomley is hit by the pitch. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Clift hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bottomley moves to second. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hemsley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bottomley scores. Clift moves to third. It's 8-1, Red Sox. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 1 in the game. Carey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Carey reaches second base with a double. Clift scores. Hemsley moves to third. It's 8-2, Red Sox. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hemsley scores. Two outs. It's 8-3, Red Sox. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. Larry hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Browns 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Maynish hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 2 in the game. Werber hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. West hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 2 in the game. Soltis hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bottomley hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Browns 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Clift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Carey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer who is chasing the ball. Carey reaches third base with a triple. Hemsley goes all the way around to score. It's 8-4, Red Sox. Ray Pepper pinch hits for Tommy Thomas. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pepper for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Browns 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Miala now pitching. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cook takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cook moves to second. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Cook moves to third. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got four RBIs. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-3 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cook scores. Fox moves to second. It's 9-4, Red Sox. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-3 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cook. Larry reaches second base with a double. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Larry moves to third. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-3 in the game. Soltis hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Larry scores. Two outs. It's 9-5, Red Sox. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bottomley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bottomley for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Browns 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miala fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Melillo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Soltis. Melillo reaches second base with a double. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Cook hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Clift hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hemsley hits a line drive into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Browns 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Kramer hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Manish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs and a walk. He's got four RBIs. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Ed Coleman pinch hits for Mike Miala. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman takes first base on ball four. Les Teach a pinch runs for Ed Coleman. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Larry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Teach a moves to second. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. West hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Teach a moves to third. Larry moves to second. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Teach a scores. Larry moves to third. Two outs. It's 9-6, Red Sox. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bottomley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and St. Louis Browns, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.